Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Product Powerhouse Podcast. I am so excited you are here. Today, we are going to be talking about launching a new store or even relaunching a store that has already been up and you're redesigning, re-editing, anything like that. All of those types of scenarios are going to be relevant for today's episode. Before we jump in, let's do a little bit of the housekeeping. You know the drill. If you have not left a rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, would you please take a moment to do so? This really helps get the podcast out there, helps us reach new audiences, and bring in new and exciting guests. So if you would take a minute to leave a rating or review, that would mean so much to me, and I thank you in advance. Now, let's jump into the good stuff.
You're listening to Product Powerhouse, a podcast to inspire and empower you while you build a powerful product-based business that fuels your passion and feeds your family. I'm your host, Erin Alexander. I run an e-commerce web design agency that helps shop owners build, grow, and scale. This podcast is all about actionable strategies specifically for your product-based business. So friend, grab an iced coffee and let's chat, because DIYing your business doesn't mean you have to do it alone.
Let's talk about launching your store. So for the episode, honestly, I'm talking about anytime you're launching your store, whether you are starting a brand new store, moving your platforms, or, you know, just redesigning your site, these things are going to apply to all scenarios. It doesn't matter if you've previously been selling on Shopify and you're just doing a cleanup. All of these things are going to be important when it comes to creating a Shopify store. Because honestly, every time you redesign, you're starting from scratch anyways. Let's discuss. Okay. Tip number one, plan ahead. Before you create a store, it is so important to do your research and have a plan in place. You're going to need to know things like your target audience, like the types of customers you're going to need. You're going to want to have photos. You're going to want to have copy written out. You're going to want to make a list of things that you need for your site. What ends up happening so many times with people who are trying to DIY their store is they go, they pick a new theme, and they start filling in the theme boxes. Whatever the theme has, they just plop in their content into those. And the end result is a store that is missing crucial sections, or a store that has zero brand personality or brand story woven into it. And it feels really cookie cutter. So you want to plan that information and all of the things that you're going to need beforehand. It can be a little bit difficult to even know what you need beforehand. I absolutely get that. You're going to want to do some research, look at some other stores that you like that are similar to yours. I actually even have done a podcast episode on the things that you need to have on your homepage. I also have a training on the things you need to have on your homepage. So I will link to that in the show notes. But planning ahead to know what types of information you're going to need is going to help you do a better job and complete your site. The other thing I see people do is you're on a roll, you're getting there, you're doing all this, and then you're like, oh, I don't know what to put here. And so then they leave it blank and they never come back and finish it. And then I go to a new site and there's like filler content. We want to avoid having filler content. So planning ahead and knowing what you're going to need is going to be the most important step of the process. It's also going to help you if you're starting a brand new store and you have to create a lot of this content as you're going, you don't have an about page yet, you don't have anything to go off of, planning ahead is going to make this process so much easier. If you're trying to build the website and write the copy at the same time, it will take you like five times as long because they are two separate jobs. Do some research about the types of content and the things that you want to have on your website before you jump in. Having clarity around that is just going to make the process so much easier. Okay, tip number two is focusing on your customer experience on your website. While you're doing your research, while you're building your site, the number one thing you want to focus on or want to keep in mind is your customer's experience on your website. Like, how are customers going to be using this? What do they need to know to purchase this product? What do they need to know to purchase your product? What do they want to know? What types of questions do people typically ask you? Do you have your shipping information clearly outlined? Do you have really easy ways to make a purchase? Do you have the express pay options turned on so people can check out with Apple Pay and PayPal and anything like that? Making sure that you include all of the really important information that customers need to know before they make a purchase is absolutely critical to creating a website that actually gets sales. If your store is missing some of this information, then people aren't going to feel comfortable checking out. They're not going to feel comfortable giving you their money because they're not sure that they're actually going to get their product. Having a crystal clear customer experience is going to make them feel confident that, yes, this is a legitimate business. It also makes the buying process so much easier for them. They don't have to search for all the information. If they can clearly see what your shipping policy is or clearly find how to contact you if they have a problem with their order, it's just a lot easier for them to check out because they know that this website is really easy to use. The people are easy to get in contact with. In general, it's just easier for them. So your customer experience is really important. And I think this also means providing really great customer service. So answering emails in a timely fashion. If you have a chat app installed on your website, making sure you're always answering those, or having FAQ page or a contact form where people can get in touch with you. This is another sign to customers that you are trustworthy, that you're willing to help them out. If they have a question or they have an issue with your order, when it's clearly laid out for them on your website, like how they can get in touch with you, that makes them feel confident purchasing from you. So the whole customer experience, which is actually what we call UX in the web design world, user experience, is all about making those customers feel confident that when they purchase from you, they're going to get the quality of product that they expect. There's so many layers to this, right? So part of that is the design and having the right information available to them. Part of it is having an easy checkout process, which is one of the reasons why I love Shopify, because that easy checkout process is right there for you. You don't even have to do anything. And it just even got easier with the one-page checkout. I absolutely love it. If you're listening to this episode and you're like, I don't even know what platform to use yet, then go back and listen. Like at the very beginning, I created an episode about why I love Shopify as an e-commerce solution. Everything in that podcast is still relevant. So go ahead and check out that episode. I will link to the episode also in the show notes. But that easy checkout process is critical. It's one of the layers of creating an amazing customer experience on your website for customers to use. While we're talking about customer experience, let's also just add in that having clearly labeled products, like products titled what they are and clear descriptions of your products, is also providing good customer experience because the people understand what they're getting when you use clear descriptive titles, listing descriptions. It's another layer of the customer experience when it comes to your website. So as you're building, as you're planning, as you're doing your research, think about your customer's experience. Think about the buying journey. What do they need to know? How can you best support them? How can you clearly lay out the most important information for them? How can you provide really excellent customer service? Okay, and then tip number three, this is the most important. It's all about marketing. A lot of people think the hard work is building the store. I'm not going to lie and say building a store is easy, especially if it's something you haven't done before or you're learning a new template or a new platform. Building a store is a lot of work. There's so much that goes into it that you probably haven't even thought about. If you are brand new to Shopify, if you're building your first store, even if you aren't, I highly recommend you check out some of our resources. We have a Shopify launch checklist that you can download, and it walks you through the process of making sure all your settings are right, making sure you have descriptions on your pages for SEO, goes through all that process. I also have a 14-day roadmap that can help you create and build your Shopify store in 14 days. It breaks it down into like more manageable chunks so that you're not just staring at this massive beast of building your Shopify store. So building a Shopify store is not going to be easy. There's a lot of pieces that go into it. However, The real work comes with the marketing. Once your store is ready to go, you have to consistently market your store. All of the planning that you've done, all of the research you've done, all of the customer experience, none of that's going to matter if you're not getting people to your store. And of course, there are multiple ways to get people to your store. You can use social media, search engine optimization. That's something I love and talk about often on the podcast. So if you need SEO, we also have a workbook that teaches that. And lots of podcast episodes that talk about SEO. Again, I will link those in the show notes. There's also email marketing. Absolutely love it. But there is no scenario where if you build it, they will come actually works in the world of e-commerce. Like, you have to put in the work to get your store in front of people. And whether that is active things like getting in front of new people on social media, creating reels, TikToks, whatever those things are, where you're putting your face out there or creating content, that takes work. Or if you're optimizing your listings and creating highly optimized listings, that's going to take work on the back end in order to get organic traffic from search, or if you have to write emails. The marketing is this piece of business that a lot of people underestimate. So as much time as you have spent or plan to spend building your store, realize that you're going to have to spend 2 times, 3 times, 4 times as much time marketing your store to get in front of those people. Again, lots and lots of ways to market your business, but the number one thing that I wish more people knew when it comes to creating their Shopify store is that you have to do the marketing. You can have the coolest designed, fanciest website in the world, but if you don't have people coming to the website, you're not going to get any sales. Find those marketing channels that work best for you, for the way you like to work, for the way you like to show up, where your target audience is hanging out or how they like to use things. There's a million and one ways to drive traffic to your store. But focus on your marketing, especially after creating your store, because that little boost in traffic, getting those sales, is going to give you like a little boost of endorphins and it's going to make you feel good about all the work you put into creating your store. You're going to feel better once you actually start to see results from that. The number one thing I want you to know is more marketing. Honestly, so many people come to me and they're like, Erin, I'm not getting any sales. And they think that there's something wrong with their website. And the only reason they're not getting any sales is because they are not actually marketing their business. You have to focus on marketing, prioritizing your marketing, getting in front of new people, nurturing your existing audience, anything like that. It's all about the marketing. Okay, I know this was a really quick episode. I did say it was gonna be 3 quick tips, right? Because we've all got things to do and we don't have to overthink this, but let's just do a quick recap the 3 tips that I have for you when you're building or launching a new Shopify store or a new store on any platform. Number one, plan ahead. Anything you can do to make it easier once you actually sit down in front of the blank screen to start creating the website, you're going to need to do some research. You're going to need to do some writing. You're going to need to gather some photos. Plan ahead. Number two, focus everything on that customer experience on your website. How can you make it as easy as possible for people to pay you and feel confident paying you? And number three, spend 5 times as much time marketing as you did building the site. And you will have a very successful launch and you will feel ecstatic about your new store. Let me know if you have any questions. In fact, if you have questions or want to talk about this more, best place to hang out and just get questions answered with a community of people who are shop owners just like you is the Product Powerhouse community on Facebook. It's a free group. You can request to join. As long as you answer the questions, we let you in. As long as you don't spam us, we let you in. If you spam us, we'll kick you out. But it's a great community full of almost 1,000 shop owners, people who are selling products that they are very passionate about, just like you. We'd love to see you there in our Facebook group. And I will talk to you again next week on the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Product Powerhouse podcast. It means so much to me that you take the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. It's my favorite thing to create, and I am so grateful that you've taken the time to listen.
If you enjoyed this podcast or you have listened to other episodes and enjoyed those, it would mean the world to me if you could take a minute out of your day to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me get the show out to more people just like you who are out there trying to grow their own product-based business.